Tonight, the delegates at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland will cast their votes. They're set to nominate Donald Trump as the party's candidate for president. He has the majority of pledged delegates he needs to become the nominee. And since Trump won the Massachusetts primary, the state's delegation will cast most of its votes for him. But as WBUR's Fred Tice reports, that doesn't mean they're all happy about it.
At this morning's Massachusetts delegation breakfast, which takes place each day at their hotel in the Cleveland suburbs, Peter Ferriel asked a pointed question of the morning's featured guest.
But be interested in your perspective on the history of Donald Trump's use of eminent domain power of the state to seize private property from small landowners, including in Bridgeport, Connecticut, and whether you think that's consistent with looking after the little guy.
The boo came from one of Ferriel's fellow Massachusetts delegates, who overwhelmingly support Trump. Ferriel, an alternate delegate from Rockport, does not. He wanted Marco Rubio.
I think he would have been a great nominee. Obviously, he is not going to be.
Ferriel is very much in the minority in the Massachusetts delegation. He points out that Trump supporters were elected to most of the delegate slots, including the delegates bound to Rubio, Ted Cruz, and John Kasich.
This is a very strong delegation for Trump. I would say it stands out nationwide as one of the stronger delegations. Yet there are still a number among us that either continue to support other candidates or are very concerned about the ability of Donald Trump to win in November.
Yesterday, dissenters erupted in a failed attempt to allow delegates to vote their conscience rather than the candidates they're bound to. Delegates from other states walked out, but no one from the Massachusetts delegation did. Lou Murray, a Trump delegate from Quincy, dismisses the floor fight.
It was parliamentary theatrics at its best. We have a couple of people who they just haven't seen the light yet. They will. The contest is over. We're all uniting around our candidate, Donald J. Trump.
Murray watched the proceedings from a place nicknamed the Crow's Nest, way up in the arena, where senior Trump staffers watch and make sure everyone sticks to the script. Murray says he's happy with the agenda so far.
How did I think things went yesterday? I thought they went fantastic. The tremendous energy in the arena. It was very emotional day yesterday. We talked about some very hard issues, probably things that the Clinton campaign didn't want us to talk about, since Hillary Clinton has compromised our national security with her email gate.
Trump supporters would like to turn the focus to those issues and away from party infighting. But others, like Peter Ferriel, are unimpressed by the convention so far. Ferriel plans to stay for tonight's vote when dissenters could take another stand. After that, he's not sure if he's going to stick around.
I haven't made up my mind. Certainly I'm staying today.
Ferriel is still holding out hope that what he calls a true conservative will run as an independent. And while he's certainly outnumbered here, he's not alone. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice at the Republican National Convention in Cleveland.